Jack Eichel, Connor McDavid, opening faceoff. Game two, we're underway. Oilers looking for their first 2-0 series lead since 2017. Working his way through the slot area and kicking it back to Theodore's Jack Eichel. Down low, stolen. One-timer score. Victor Olofsson has given the Vegas Golden Knights a 1-0 lead.
Olofsson with a quick release here. It's all Jack Eichel here. Drags this puck deep. Once he puts it back, a little give and go. And then it's a quick down low and an even quicker pass by Mark Stone. Eichel to Stone, one-time pass out to Olofsson, a set play. And he had a couple opportunities in game number one, Olofsson, standing in for Dorofeev in that spot.
Nudge to get it to Jack Eichel, who shoots it in. Pickard off the boards. That's taken by Kolesar to Eichel. Bump back, Hannafin, what a move! Went right around.
Early in the game especially, I think both sides, and we saw it in game number one, two, where there was opportunities to bring a puck to the net. It didn't get there.
Here's a lead pass. Brown shot, and he whistled one off the goalpost. Rebound.
Took some more time, suffered a little bit of a setback late in the season, missed a lot of games, but has stepped in the playoffs and elevated his game. And Edmonton has needed him to.
Oilers trail 1-0 after 1-0. That got it back safely. Nugent-Hopkins had a shot blocked. And here come the Vegas Golden Knights. Nick Roy steps out of the box to the net with a centering pass. Shot stick save. Picker. With 17 shots for Vegas in game one, only 7 after the first period. Hannafin a shot. That never made its way through. Down low to Eichel. Centering pass. Barbashev denied by Picker. Checked by Bouchard. Barbashev wrapped up with Kula. Vegas on top. Power play goal in the first. Redirect. Picker to save. Another point blank dot.
And it was a war. Eichel finally gets this puck out to the point. The little sifter by Theodore creates some problems. Again, that presence going to the net. Barbashev with a sharp angle shot batted away by Calvin Pickard. Here's the battle that Bouchard's going to get called. Dug in. And for Barbashev, elevated up on the top line once again. He spent a lot of time there in the last few years. Just keeps digging in.
The other night in game one, put Colson and allowing the Oiler depth to eventually win it down the stretch. Here's Victor Arvidsson to put Colson. One-timer, Wallman score! And just like that, what had been a quiet second period turns into an equalizer for Jake Wallman, his first career Stanley Cup playoff goal.
Real good looks in tight around Pickard. That one taken away. We talked about getting to the forecheck a little harder, coming up with pucks for Edmondson. It's Podkolzin to Arvidsson, back to Podkolzin. And he puts it in place for this ripper by Wallman.
Goes off McNabb, maybe, or is Arvidsson cutting in there?
Might be Arvidsson with his stick there reaching in that gets a little tip on it going to the net. And the two of them have been really aggressive on the forecheck. And we've talked about the fact that Vegas was just coming out too clean. They're making them work now.
Arvidsson to Podkolzin, shoots and scores! Edmonton, its first lead! 2-1, Vasily Podkolzin, his first Stanley Cup playoff goal!
Takes that away, but on the ensuing play, and you just talked about it, Jack, this line really starting to find their feet. This shot by Podkolzin, he's the first guy on the ice every day for the Oilers shooting pucks, and he rips this one by Hill. That look afterwards, he looked up at Podkolzin saying, wow, you got that away pretty quickly, it beat me.
Now swung off McDavid's stick. Riley Smith back to the middle. A juicy turnover picked off by Draisaitl, and then he had it roll off his stick. A little frustrated. Granted for McDavid. Scheifele scores! 3-1 Edmonton!
They can take you into deep water. It was Eichel early on that had that one nice pass out and attempt to Carlson. And then this is just mismanagement of the puck. And it turned over twice. Draisaitl found the first one in the neutral zone. It looked like it was broken up, but Darnell Nurse, the late man, picks up this puck and zips it home for a 3-1 lead.
But that starts with Draisaitl kind of waving at it on his way off, Louis.
Yep.
And on the puck retrieval will be Pietrangelo. Banged into up the right hand side. It's Eichel backing his way in. Looking, shooting, score! A tip-in. Carlson got a piece. And Vegas pulls within 3-2. I'm not sure Picker feels like that may have been a high stick.
Carlson feels it's good. And a good move, a little stop up here by Eichel, and he just zips this one through. He knows he's got traffic in front, and here it is here. I don't think that's a high stick. I think that's a good goal. Now you look at this pace here, this will be a better one where Carlson's stick is. It's the crossbar. And I think he's below it on that one. That's just a perfectly redirected from Pickard's position. He's got to go down to take away the lower part of the net. Reaches up that. They've gotten production from everyone. And that's how you win. That's how you win in the playoffs, especially against a deep team like the Vegas Golden Knights.
Right now, the Oilers have an edge in net and an edge on the scoreboard at 3-2. Hyman trying to plow his way through Howden. Kane to Nugent Hopkins. Hyman in front. Kane scores! 4-2 Edmonton.
Work outside the zone. Kane up against Hag, a big guy. Second effort right here by Hyman to lift the stick. Kane again comes in, just pokes this puck to Nugent Hopkins, and that's the play right there. Nugent Hopkins with a perfect little chip pass to Hyman allows him to bring it back to the front, and Kane gets a little bit of a break here. Bounces off a player, bounces off the pad, off the player back in, or off the stick of Hill actually, and finds its way in the net.
Here's Jack Eichel. Well, you got a lot more action around you. Had a couple of grenades come your way. Here's Jack Eichel. Vegas power play. Golden Knights desperately need a conversion, and they get the one-timer. Blasted home by Olofsson. And the Golden Knights are right back in the game at 4-3. That's Olofsson's second of the night.
And this is a great release. Play down low here by Stone again. Gets this puck to Eichel. And this is a rocket of a pass. I mean, he zips this one across. But it's not just a hard pass. It's the hard shot afterwards. For Olofsson, he's whiffed on a couple of these. He didn't whiff on this one. He rips it short side. And I know this is something that Kevin Bones talked about. Taking that pass.
Curled it back. A drive from the point. Pickard watched that. Work its way into the corner. Hanifin around the boards. Henry checked by Olofsson. Alex Pietrangelo. Hanifin will maintain the zone. Back to Pietrangelo. Reach shot. Score! Tie game.
But just relentless pressure here by Vegas. They have kept pucks alive, and that was the perfectly placed shot. Watch this angle. Doesn't try and do too much with it. Pietrangelo, he just picks the far side.
Set up for McDavid, 7 seconds. Eichel, one-timer, and that stayed out. High up on the glass, clatters down below. And we've got overtime coming for you in game two. He'll start on a line with McDavid and Dreisaitl. Kulak and Bouchard defensively. Vegas rallying from 4-2 down with 15 and a half to go to create the need for overtime. Opening minute gone by in overtime. Pietrangelo shoots. Juicy rebound. Well saved. Pickard rebound. Olofsson. And it redirected wide at the last instant. Can't get around Bouchard, who forces him off the puck. Hyman has hit the crossbar. McDavid a goal post here in the OT. McDavid beats one man to the net. Dreisaitl scores! Game two to Edmonton. Final 5-4 in overtime.
Takes this puck, takes a nice little play around the boards, and then watch this play by Corey Perry, the grizzled veteran. Skate to stick, and he finds McDavid with speed. And I mean, there's no chance for Jack Eichel, who's caught flat foot right here, outside, inside. You're not going to slow down McDavid. Sells the shot, boom. What a pass over to Dreisaitl, and he converts on the 2-on-1, and the Edmonton Oilers pull out this overtime 5-4. What a game.